welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet, and I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and with Laurent Landis, and our guest today is Candy Markham.
Hello there.
Yay, Candy.
It's great to be here.
And we always love having Candy, especially during
Pledge Drive.
Because you've gotten so good at it, Candy.
Thank you.
It is Pledge Drive. Our goal is not as terrible as it was during Morning Drive, but it's still a big goal, and we have quite a ways to go because we're just starting. We're just starting. The Pledge Drive goes until we meet our goal. We're hoping it ends in just 2 weeks.
That would be great.
Looking at the thermometer with the money, and it doesn't look like it. So what we need you to do is really get this Pledge Drive off to a good start today. The number is 972-647-1893. That is 972-647-1893. We have lots of pledge premiums.
Some great premiums. And one of my favorite ones.
Would you like to tell us what some of these great Oh, you have them in front of you?
Yeah, I have them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, well, let's start off with the Black Fleece Throw Blanket. Now, it has Kano in embroidered on it. That's for a pledge of $75. The second one is, like, my favorite. That's the Black Sweat Sweatshirt Pullover Hoodie. Who doesn't love a hoodie?
No kidding.
Right.
You know.
And what's so great is that here's the weather's going to change soon.
It will.
Well, we think it will.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it would have changed already.
It did change. It got warm.
It got warmer. And they come in sizes of small all the way up to double extra large. And again, that's for a pledge of $75. That is a great buy. Also, for a little less of a pledge, $50 pledge, it's a black long sleeve t-shirt, gray. Again, it is Kano in 89.3. Voice of the People design in front of it.
And Best Station.
Yes,
Best Station for music 2012.
Yes, yes. And for a $50 pledge, the Black Lady's Long Sleeve Crew Neck T-shirt. And it's in pink.
My favorite color.
Pink is all the rage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Pink is the new black.
Pink is the new black. You know what's so cool when you watch football? I don't know. Do y'all watch football? I watch football.
I'm a lesbian. Of course I watch football.
Okay. Well,
obviously he is, too.
Yeah, I guess I am. On this side of the table, we watch football. Well, because of the breast cancer awareness, they're all wearing like pink tape and pink helmets.
Oh, and pink shoes and pink gloves.
Pink shoes and pink gloves and everything.
Pink towel.
All the teams.
The football players.
Yeah, all the NFL teams.
They're all wearing pink?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the coolest thing.
Well, who would have thought that, you know, I mean, how gay can it be for, you know, 12 men to be on the field together with matching capri pants?
I don't think they go that far.
But we digress. It is Pledge
Drive. It is Pledge Drive.
Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That is 972-647-1893. One other thing that you can do is, if you don't want to call in but you do want to pledge, you can go right to the web, KNON.org/pledge, or just go to KNON.org and it'll take you to just look for the pledge button and you can pledge online. Make sure that you write Lambda Weekly or Saturday Morning Talk, and it'll go to all the talk shows if you listen to all of us. Or you can put in polka.
No, we don't want to put on polka.
Oh, that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
That's not us.
Now, for polka tomorrow, I need some help.
Oh.
So if anybody's out there and would like to come in from 1 to 3 in the afternoon and help us answer the phones, because we get a lot of calls on polka. Give us a call here, 972-647-1893. We'd love to have you come to the studio and help us take a few calls. Our guest today is Candy Markham, and Candy is the community counselor extraordinaire. Welcome back, Candy.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good. Always good to see you.
You were doing this before, serving the LGBT community, before really...
Electricity.
Before electricity, yeah. But, you know, David's older than Dirt, so that's a little older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Dirt, dirt preceded electricity.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, with everything that went on up in New York, the storm, I was talking to some relatives who were either got their electricity back temporarily or were at a friend's house just making sure that relatives are okay. And so I said, you know, I wish you would have posted on Facebook. And they said, I had no electricity. I said, well, how did you post on Facebook before there was electricity?
Because that is the center of life, right?
Apparently.
But isn't that the saddest up there, yeah. You know, and they're all working together to try to get it. But there's a lot of people up there and very little resources.
The building my grandfather lived in, he lived in Long Beach, and Long Beach is a barrier island off of Long Island. And there was a picture of his building covered in sand. The lobby, you walk down two steps to the lobby, so, you know, it was right on the boardwalk, this building, and it just completely flooded. But a friend of mine, actually one of my college roommates, he lives in Oceanside, Long Island. Now, Oceanside borders the ocean, but they live 2 miles in. They said the water just came flooding and flooded their whole first floor.
Wow. Oh, man.
But they're a couple of miles inland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really a storm.
Yeah.
It really was.
Oh, it was just
And it's not over. I mean, those people are still without. They're
completely without electricity.
Yeah.
My hometown, still
gasoline.
No electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, we were going to talk a little bit about elections to start.
Elections are this coming Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Danny, I have to ask you, Patty. Was yesterday the last day to early vote, or today the last day?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, well, if you didn't early vote, be sure and get out and vote on Tuesday.
Now, about Tuesday, though, you must vote in the precinct where you're registered.
Right.
You cannot vote anywhere else. Unlike early voting, where you can vote anywhere in the county.
If you need to look up your precinct, there's a new website in Dallas County. It's dallascountyvotes.org, I think.
.org.
It is org. Anyway, we were talking a little bit before the show about some election-related psychological stuff.
Yeah, like one of the things I posted on my Facebook a couple of months ago, some of us, well, a lot of us, I'm sure most of us, as far as LGBT folk, have friends and family, close, dear friends and family who support us, are involved in our lives. They know that what our issues are. And yet, sometimes you look on Facebook and you see that they like and or support an anti-gay candidate. And you're kind of like, what? So, I mean, how does one take that? I mean, how do you, without being offended by it? And I know some people have gone so far as to, like, befriend some of those friends and family. I've never done that.
I'm still offended by it.
I am offended by it.
I'm still very offended by
it. But, like, what do you do?
You know, there are certain things that are very, very emotional. They're very intensely emotional. And I think this race is one of them. I think people have a lot of feelings about this race. And these people that you're talking about, they do love you. And they do want you to be happy. But I think they're filled with fear. And that emotion of fear is a big motivator. And although they think about you and your situation, they're thinking about their situation. And one of the big motivators of fear is money, that we're going to lose more jobs or we will gain more jobs depending on who's elected. And I think people just have a lot invested emotionally in this race. And so they post. Which, you know, I think people need to think about what they're posting because it's there forever. And it does impact people and it does hurt people. I mean, that's why back in the day, they had the curtain. You could go in there, pull that curtain, and vote for whomever you wanted to, and no one needs to know.
You're right, they don't have the curtain anymore.
No, but, you know, the curtain might help this year.
You know, there was that instance that happened a couple of days ago with the... I think she's an activist of some sort, but in Williamson County, down Round Rock and Georgetown, a woman who was aligned with this Texas Values right-wing organization wore a shirt into the polling location that said, "Vote the Bible." And she was required to cover it with a coat, and I'll be taking lots of extra coats to my polling location on Tuesday. Because it was an electioneering shirt. Anytime you put the word vote on your T-shirt and walk into a polling location, it's illegal.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter who.
Right.
Who
this
you're
is not about
for.
Who's offensive, who's offended, who's not offended, whatever. This is against the law, mm-hmm. and it's there for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, when I was living in East Dallas, we voted at one of the firehouses, which was just at the end of a residential block, and the people across the street, and I forgot who it was they were supporting, put in lights, like Christmas lights, outlined the name. It wasn't Obama, because it was before 2008, but it might have been Bush, it might have been, and they tried to get him to take it down, but he was outside the polling distance, yep. and you know, sorry.
But why do we
everybody
have, why do we
it.
Have those laws? Why do the signs have to be 500 feet or whatever from the entrance to the door? Why can you not bring 100. In 100 feet? Why can you not bring in material that has a candidate's name on it? Why is that law there?
It's to protect everybody. It's to give you
it's
an unencumbered,
it, yes, safe.
Safe, peaceful,
yes.
non-message-free environment. And quite frankly, you know, if you wear a shirt that has any sort of messaging on it, and some states don't allow you to come into the polling location with any writing whatsoever on your body or clothing, including hats. You
That'd
know?
Be hard for the tatted up people, wouldn't it?
It would.
Well,
it would.
I'll just put a T-shirt on.
But that's why we have extra coats, and some people bring these giant T-shirts that they can slide over, fits everybody, you know. And cover it while they're in there, because you don't want to hear, you don't want to see that stuff while you're voting.
And the message is vote.
Vote, vote.
You know?
And speaking
vote.
Of T-shirts.
Oh, is this Pledge Drive?
It is Pledge Drive. How was that for a second?
That's awesome.
That was great.
Everybody
one of your better
favorite.
Ones, David.
It is Pledge Drive, and we do need to hear from you. We need your support. The number is 972-647-1893. We lost here at KNON a number of shows over the last year, and they were shows that listeners just simply didn't support, and we don't want that to happen to us. You know, one of the reasons that the whole schedule got moved around was because they thought, well, maybe we'll make more money here, maybe some of the music shows will make money in the morning, and you know, maybe David will be less grumpy on Saturday morning instead of Wednesday morning. But we do need your support.
How long has this show been going on?
We've been on since 1983. Bill Nelson, who people know from Nelson Thibodeau Clinic, people in the gay community here do know that name, he was the original host. And KNON went to Bill and asked Bill if he would start a gay and lesbian radio show. And the reaction at the time was, what is that? Because this was the first, and it is still the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian radio show. Supporting KNON right now, for somebody in the gay community, you know, we were talking earlier about candidates that, or people who support candidates that don't support us. We'll talk about the polar opposite here at KNON. KNON was supporting the gay and lesbian community in 1983, coming to the community and saying, hey, how about doing a radio show, when no other station anywhere in the country was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And they've stuck by us through thick and thin.
And think about what was happening in 1983.
AIDS.
It was the onset of the AIDS epidemic,
mm-hmm. yep.
and still the station stepped out and said, let's include you. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a voice of the people, and that includes us.
How very progressive of KNON.
It was. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. The expense of the money that you're spending, the expenses that you're paying for when you make a pledge, you're not paying for expensive studios and big salaries and all kinds of other things that other nonprofit stations are paying for. You're paying for
all kinds of stuff. Really, it takes more than $43,000 a month to keep us on the air, and that's as a station. And certainly, we have to do our part as Lambda Weekly. So we want to, you know, make sure that we get our listeners, shout their voice with their pledge in support of Lambda Weekly, so we can stay on the air. Because you know what? Shows that don't have decent pledges, don't do their part, are no longer here. they go away. Mm-hmm. So we need your support. If it's $5, if it's $50, we need your support. Please give us a call, 972-647-1893. And remember, the 893 on the end is the station dial.
Easy
89.3. Mm-hmm. 972-647-1893. So if you're in the car, you know, you can wait and pull over and call us. Or do it online. If you're listening to the podcast and you're listening later in the week, you can go online and do that pledge. Or you can give us a call right now at 972-647-1893. But call us and give us a pledge.
You know, and if you make a $50 pledge, 50 or 40? 40, you can get a T-shirt, right? 40 is a T-shirt.
Yeah.
If you make a $40 pledge, you can get a T-shirt. You can just tell us, keep all the money. That way it saves the postage and it saves the cost of the T-shirt. But actually, we love when people wear our KNON T-shirts. You'll get a bumper sticker. That's the only advertising we do. We do not spend... That's one of those things we don't spend money on. People know KNON because it's one of the longest continuous stations. There may be half a dozen other stations out of 60-some-odd here in the Metroplex that had the same call letters and the same format longer, but really very, very few. So people know us. We don't do that kind of advertising, but when people wear a KNON T-shirt, it just kind of reminds you, and, you know, when I see somebody, it's like, this one.
It's a camaraderie.
It is. It is so cool.
It's a KNON bonding.
It is that kind of a bonding.
You know, and what's more is, all with no advertising, we still, like, best radio station in Dallas, Dallas Observer. Mm-hmm. Best radio station in Dallas, D Magazine. Mm-hmm. So this is a rich, a long history of KNON, and we want to keep it going. Give us a call, 972-647-1893.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more with Candy Markham right after this.
You are listening to KNON 89.3 FM Dallas-Fort Worth. Pledge now for the best radio station for music for 2 years in a row. Call 972-647-1893 now to make your pledge.
Community radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as on KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you are waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893 to keep your favorite programs on KNON.
Want to hear some great Texas blues? KNON has the CD for you. KNON's Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, our latest blues compilation CD to benefit community radio, sponsored by Forever Young Records. This CD features 15 tracks and 60 minutes of great original Dallas-Fort Worth blues from Tutu Jones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Two Tones, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone and Charlie Love, Dave Millsap, Sirloin and the Ash Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and J.J. and the Detonators. We're only selling 1,000 copies, and it will never be reissued. Get your copy now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, and in Dallas at Bill's Records and Rewind Music. The CD is available as an MP3 download at KNON.org. All proceeds benefit community radio, KNON. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit us at KNON.org. Get your copy now and hear some real Texas blues. Your ears will thank you for it.
Lou Lisa's annual Thanksgiving live broadcast will be happening on Thursday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. till noon, and you're invited. Join Lisa and special guests Reverend K.M. Williams, KNON's own Greg A. Smith and Jay Mack, and Jackie Donlow for the live broadcast and Thanksgiving breakfast from the Alligator Cafe. It's happening at the KNON Studios, located at 5353 Maple Avenue at Butler in Dallas, and seating is very limited, so get your tickets now at KNON.org. Come join Lou Lisa, Reverend K.M. Williams, Greg A. Smith, J-Mac, and Jackie Donlow for this great Thanksgiving tradition on Thursday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. till noon for the live broadcast. This is a KNON benefit event.
Tune in every Saturday morning for KNON Speak Up Saturdays. Speak Up Saturday starts at 7 a.m. with an expanded church information and forum hosted by Reverend Marion Barnett, a news and politics show for you. Then at 9 a.m., it's the Workers' Bee hosted by Gene Lance, sponsored by the CWA, a show for workers' rights. At 10 a.m., the Dallas Observer presents Jim Schutz, Get Off My Lawn, with the other side of the news. Wrapping up Speak Up Saturdays at 11 a.m. is Lambda Weekly with David Taffet, the longest-running LGBTQ talk show in the country. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning to Speak Up Saturdays right here on KNON 89.3 FM, the voice of the people.
This is Candy Markham, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. Listen.
And good morning. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, with LaRon Landis, and our guest today is Candy Markham. It's time for the entertainment.
No, whatever. So we can go back into the discussion.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go back into the discussion.
And then we can hop back in.
We'll do the entertainment report at the 8.
Yeah, before the break, we were just talking about, you know, what it feels like as a LGBT person. You see that some of your close, straight friends and relatives have supported. These are the same people who are pretty close and involved in your lives. And you find out that they support an anti-gay candidate. And so I hate to center this around Facebook, but this is how you find the stuff out. So I was wondering, Candy, you know, I felt like as a minority, that is, whether you want to or not, sometimes it's your place to educate folk, you know. So should you take it upon yourself and, like, send these friends and relatives a message? Like, hey, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Or should you just leave it alone? I don't know what to do.
Well, you know, I'm a huge proponent of communication. Huge proponent. Not necessarily on Facebook. But I do think you ought to dialogue with them. Now, your point of view is I want to educate them. I want to bring them to the right side. And, of course, what I'm thinking about is I think it would be interesting to hear why they're doing what they're doing. And so it would be more of a dialogue than it would be a enlightenment, because that's what your motivation is. Mm-hmm. And sitting here, I would think I would love for you to, or four, how many there are, I would love for you to hear their point of view, because it's valid for them.
Yeah.
And then for them to hear your point of view, because it's valid for you. And for us that are LGBT, it feels very personal.
Very personal.
It feels dangerous if we don't get our rights, or, as you know, if we lose the small rights we have. We really have a lot invested in getting our rights, just like everyone else. And I think it's hard for people who don't have their rights to kind of get that. But I just the dialogue would be good. The communication would be good, because no one wants to be talked at.
Yeah.
And I think they'd be more willing to listen, and I also think it'd be good for you to hear them and hear their point.
So it probably depends on who it is. Some people you're going to be able to just open up a conversation with,
right,
and say, you know, I saw that you're liking this guy Aiken, and I'm sorry, but I just don't believe in legitimate rape.
Well, right.
He's
continuing
to campaign on that.
Women's bodies just don't work that way.
I don't know.
They do, but that's...
They do not.
They do not.
It just you know, when
they do, because I read it on the internet.
If you read it on the internet, it must
has
be true.
To be true.
Yeah, I do. When, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, or, you know, Patty, I know you voiced some of the same concerns that I have, but it just feels like there's like this incredible sense of deception when you see, like, okay, are you just faking when you're around me and my family and pretending to love us, but behind our backs, you know, you're really... I don't know.
Well, I kind of feel like, I experienced this a little bit with some of my extended family members who don't see each other very often.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is like, I think, their first real encounter with someone who's gay, and they really don't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they do feel that I shouldn't have any rights or such, but I just think they're not educated. And so if I'm the first opportunity they have to think about these things in a real human kind of way, then maybe I need to be gentler and kinder in how I have that dialogue than to be angry. Even though I may feel anger.
You want them to hear you.
Yeah, I want them to hear me.
And I think people would be shocked to find out what rights we do not have. I think they would be shocked.
With coworkers anyway, I talk all the time, and they are just like flabbergasted when I tell
them.
I'm
working with one person
right
now.
They're like, really?
He called me. He was fired from his job. And it, listening to his story, it was very obviously because he was gay. So we were recommending some attorneys for him to go to, recommending other avenues for him. Because it was so specifically fired because of being gay that he can't file on anything else. And it's legal to fire somebody.
Yeah, that's what you have no recourse.
Not in Texas.
Unless it's in the city
not
of Dallas. Texas.
And then they can be fined $500 and nobody ever has been.
Well, but, I mean, a recourse that's usually taken is to, well, you know, this is going to become a big media story.
Could.
And most people just want to be apologized to, get their back pay, and make sure that the policy changes in the company so it doesn't happen again. Mm-hmm. That's what most people want, yeah. who have experienced it.
They want fairness.
And speaking of wanting, we want to stay on the air. And this is Pledge Drive.
You're so good, David.
And thank you, Candy, for your generous pledge.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
We have, and Annie, thank you also. We have in $200. We're about a fifth of the way toward our goal. We'd like to at least today make it toward what? We have a whole list of what it costs in rent, tower electricity, phone services, engineering services. We have a whole list of these costs.
Cost to put a radio show
per
and a radio
month.
Station on the air 24/7.
How much for salaries on there?
Salaries are...
David, I think it's $250.
Yeah,
that's $250,000 a year.
Right, I'm $250,000. Other than that, the station is really pretty stingy with their salary.
These are some of our monthly expenses, but we want to cover. We, as a show, we want to make sure we cover today, right now, during this hour, the internet and Warp Radio broadcasting costs.
Warp Radio is the company that streams the show on the internet.
So when you go to KNON.org and you want to listen online, and you click Listen Now. It's going to Warp Radio. Mm-hmm. And that's $360. So
all
we're
right.
almost there. So let's, give us a call and let's make that goal today. We have half an hour left in the show. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. Your pledge can make a difference. We're going to, get to our goal today before we leave the studio. 972-647-1893.
And we're halfway to that goal, so
yep,
we're
good.
Doing well. Give us a call. Candy, for most people, the holidays are coming up, although every time I see that, I'm like, no, Rosh Hashanah was last month. But for some of you people, the holidays are coming. The holidays can be stressful.
You celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He just wants to be big Jewish right now. That's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. All right.
So for some of you people, the holidays can be stressful.
Yes.
What are some tips that you have for preventing stress and even worse, depression? I mean, I think a lot of people are stressed for a number of reasons. Stressed at work because you need to get a certain amount of stuff done and, you're under pressure. But there's also that depression when the holidays don't live up to what you expect them to be.
Right.
My Yom Kippur was just exactly what I expected, so I don't have that.
Well, this isn't about you, David. So people have said that the gap between how your life works and how you want it to work, that gap is depression. Depending on how large that gap is how large your depression is. So if you have an unrealistic expectation that this is going to be the very best Christmas ever and everyone's going to get along and things will just be groovy, but it has never happened in your lifetime. You're going to be disappointed and you may be depressed. But if you kind of lower your expectations, now this may sound like a silly thing, but I think Cooking the Thanksgiving meal and having it all ready for everybody is a lot of pressure.
It's a huge pressure.
Oh, it's a lot of pressure.
And so I think to see what you can do the day before, or even buy those things you can put in your oven where you can put two things on the rack at the same time.
Okay, so I have the best Thanksgiving story.
It's back to David.
A group of us were having Thanksgiving and making our own Thanksgiving dinner, probably 15 of us, but everybody who was there was gay and lesbian. And I looked around at the group. We were standing in the kitchen. I looked around at the group, and I said, hold on. I'm going into that other room. And I looked at all the women sitting watching football in the other room, and I said, this is the way it always is. The men are always in the kitchen cooking while the women are watching football.
As it should be. I also think that holiday times are when the family comes together, mm-hmm. and things happen, like someone comes out. That's when they tell people that they're gay. And so I think people are always a little skittish, thinking, well, this holiday season, what will happen? And I think it's when we remember the people who are not at our table anymore. And so we have some sadness about people who are not there. And I think we ought to own that. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I'm the one that says the prayer at Thanksgiving, and I always mention the people that are no longer at the table. Mm-hmm. It just makes me feel good, mm-hmm. makes everyone feel good, mm-hmm. that we remember that they were an important person to our table. And so if you're sad, it's okay to feel sad. That is just fine.
And sometimes, too, reaching out. I may have told this story over the years about Thanksgiving with my father. And my mother had passed away in early October, and so the first big holiday was Thanksgiving. Mm. And my dad and I were really the only family members still living out in West Texas at the time. And I knew he was going to be. He was already quite depressed. And I said, let's host Thanksgiving. I have a lot of people I work with who are single, whose families live far away, and they're not going to be able to go. I worked in a hospital. We had shifts 24/7, and in working in a hospital, you can't leave. You don't get every holiday off. You've got to work some of them.
Yeah. Right.
And so there were going to be some. And I said, you know, people can bring things, and they'd be happy to bring things. And lots of my friends were gay, you know.
And so they could really bring things.
Oh, they brought fabulous things. And my dad said, he said, oh, wow, I will do the turkey. And he'd never done it before. But he practiced, mm-hmm. you know,
that
about
was smart.
2 weeks beforehand. He made a turkey, and he says, okay, I'm going to change this, and I'm going to change this. Well, he got it all done, and we had the best time. And we had people who were coming and going because some people had to work or they just got off, and they came over. And we had football going in two rooms. And he had a great time, and we all did. We all had a great time and fabulous food, and he did a stunning turkey.
And, that is a great story.
You know, so when you reach out to others, and maybe if you're going to be depressed, I bet you got a friend who's depressed too, who could be depressed, and you could have Thanksgiving together. Mm-hmm. You know?
And you know, I think we're very invested in our traditions, and as we get older, people are not at the table mm-hmm. anymore. So what you did was you had a new tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You had
exactly.
the orphans come over, and your dad practiced. I love that idea of him practicing. Mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. think that's a great idea. And so we expect better things for the holidays than in our regular day. And to me, our regular day is already so packed. And then you put a holiday on top of it. That is a lot of stress. So the one thing we can do is try to make it easy on ourselves and figure out how can I enjoy this holiday too, and then make a plan from that. And I would say write it down too, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking when you're saying that of a story that I had. After my mother died, we always went to my mother's sister for Thanksgiving. Well, my mother died a few weeks later, was Thanksgiving, and my father's feeling like, you know, what happens now?
Because that's on his side of the family, isn't it?
Well, what happens now is we go to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving like we always did.
Right. Right.
And, you know, he lived another 30, almost 35 years.
Wow.
He moved from New York down to Florida. They moved from New York a few blocks away from him down to Florida. And they continued that tradition. That's, you know.
That's great. But wow. Traditions are wonderful.
Traditions are wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a way to avoid some of that depression and stress if you have some traditions and you just follow.
Because that's what we do. We go to Aunt So-and-so's.
And if you don't have any traditions, start a new one.
I do have a new one to start. A good way to really get yourself ready for the holidays is to begin the holiday season by making a gift to KNON. This is Pledge Drive. And we need your support. KNON has supported the gay and lesbian community since 1983. We were the first show that went on the air here, or we were on the first day that the station went on the air, and we've been on ever since, mm-hmm. every single week. And I figured out how many shows that was. It was a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of shows.
But KNON has supported us, and we need the gay and lesbian community and other people who listen to our show to support KNON. The number is 972-647-1893. We really do need a few more calls before the end of the hour. 972-647-1893, or go to KNON.org/pledge, and you can pledge right online.
And I'm going to push the apron. I always push the apron because I think it's a fantastic thing, and Thanksgiving is around the corner, you know, and it's a great apron for $40 pledge. You get a black KNON apron that is so versatile and well-made, and love mine. I love them.
And if I got an apron, then I'd feel like I had to cook.
You might.
Which, believe me, I'm not going to.
Well, you could put it on while you peel off that plastic top
and
off your microwave dinner.
Nobody wants me to.
I can imagine. So you wear the apron with pride, okay?
I see. And it will never get dirty because...
David, yeah. I've had food at your house before. It tasted fine. I guess now I'm learning now.
It?
You didn't make
did
it.
Did I make it? Did I make it?
I guess you didn't. Now I find out.
Laurent's still here, so I take it.
972-647-1893. We really do need to hear from you. KNON lost 9 shows so far in 2012. Don't let this show be the 10th to go. You know, one thing, if you're afraid that KNON is going to sell its donor list, like other places, when you make a donation to one organization, then you're just on all kinds of other lists. In order to do that, KNON would have to be organized. We don't even have a computer in the office. There is no way we're selling any mail list to anybody. Nobody wants these long handwritten lists, which is about all we have. So you don't have to worry about KNON selling the donor list. We don't even go back and solicit people who've donated 1 year to the next. So you're not even going to hear from us. With KNON, it's all about being live and being local. We plan our show, if you want to call this planning. Each DJ does select what you listen to, and will listen to you to, you know, we've had lots of suggestions for shows that mm-hmm. we've done, and they come right from our listeners. So give us a call. Pledge to KNON, 972-647-1893.
You're listening to KNON, 89.3 FM, Dallas-Fort Worth. Pledge now for the best radio station for music for 2 years in a row. Call 972-647-1893 now to make your pledge.
Sparky's Pals presents the 3rd annual Plano Pet Palooza, scheduled for Saturday, November 10th, 2012, at the Plano Animal Shelter, 4028 West Plano Parkway in Plano. Pet Palooza is from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Plano Pet Palooza is an annual celebration of Plano families and their relationships with their pets. Held at the Plano Animal Shelter, it is a day for pet owners to meet other pet owners, visit pet-related businesses, and see pet demonstrations. It is also a chance for those who have not found their forever friend to meet him at the shelter.
This is KNON FM reminding you to get out and vote. Cast your vote in our local and national elections. You've earned it, now use it. Be heard. Find out all you need to know about when and where at votetexas.gov. That's VOTETEXAS.GOV. Tuesday, November 6th is National Election Day. Vote and make a difference. It will matter.
Hello, I'm Christina from the interwebs, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers confirmed this week that the Anderson Cooper's talk show, Anderson, will be canceled at the end of the season. He ran for 2 seasons.
Because he's gay.
Because there are too many talk shows.
There's too many talk shows, and his really didn't stand out. In a statement, Warner Brothers said, make significant changes to the format, set and produced it live in the second season. The series will not be coming back. in a marketplace that has become increasingly difficult to break through. In other words, the ratings weren't that good.
Right.
The show is expected to conclude its run at the end of the summer of 2013. Actor and game show host Wayne Brady says he has no choice but to support gay marriage because he is black. Interesting. In an ad that airs on Logo, Wayne explains that years ago, a black person could marry a white person. It was illegal. So that being said, in all consciousness, I must support the fact that you need to love who you want to love. I mean, very good point.
Yes.
Very good point. Brad Pitt, another straight ally, has done his part to promote marriage equality by donating $100,000 to pro-gay marriage campaigns in four states holding referendums this coming Tuesday. And what are those states?
$200,000.
This says 100.
Yes.
What are those states?
Maine.
Minnesota. Maryland.
And Washington State.
And Washington State.
Two of them are to affirm marriage equality on the ballot that's already been passed by the legislature and signed by governors.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two are to... one is to prevent.
One is to actual ban.
One is a constitution.
That's Minnesota.
Minnesota's constitutional ban. The other three are to reaffirm.
Right.
If they pass, then marriage starts in Maine, Maryland, and Washington.
And according to polls, it looks like Maryland's looking like it's going to pull it out.
All right.
All three of them are looking okay.
Looking okay?
Minnesota's the only one that's not looking too great.
Hmm. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And last, in an interview on the CBS This Morning show, Melissa Etheridge, Patty's girl, said that she's ready to try her luck at love again. She referred to her exes as baby mamas and praised both Julie Cypher and Tammy Lynn Michaels as wonderful people. Now, when she was asked about the messy breakup she had with Tammy Lynn, she said that, to Tammy's credit, she kept it outside. The kids didn't know, and they still don't know, and that's most important. Now, that, I have to give her credit if that is the case, but I guess they have really small children, because how could you not know if you're watching TV?
They're not that small anymore.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how could you? It was all in
the
papers.
I mean, don't they notice she's not there?
Well I mean, but the messiness of it.
Oh, okay.
You know, so...
Kids are smart.
Kids are smart, so...
Yep. They get it.
But
I talked to a friend of mine yesterday whose son can operate an iPhone, and he's 2.
Yep. Kids are smart.
Yeah.
And they pick up emotions. They can pick it up.
They
you
do.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they may have had a little tiff in the back patio, but those kids knew.
They knew.
Something bad was going on. Don't go out there now.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that shows you is that relationships are difficult for everybody. For gay people, for straight people, they're difficult. And I really wish, because I think people choose correctly, I really wish they could figure out how to tolerate living with another person. That's not very romantic, I know. But it is about tolerating another person.
And, you know, it
when especially you have, when there's kids.
When there's kids, yeah. It brings a whole other level to it.
Mm-hmm. And it should be a level of commitment. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, one thing that we really shouldn't let go, we shouldn't let pass without mentioning it, because it's huge. Dallas County, for its employees, passed a form of domestic partnership benefits. Now, their insurer, which is a multi-county organization of some sort, refused to allow Dallas County to offer partnership benefits. So Dallas went out on a limb and figured out a way. What they're doing is they're giving a stipend to people who cannot get insurance any other way, and the dollar amount equals the amount that they're paying for a spouse.
But they're also offering it to non-married straight people that are living together to do something.
That's how they're doing it.
It somehow balances it.
You know, I don't have a problem with covering people's insurance and making sure that everybody in your household has insurance.
Oh, insurance is so important.
This sounds kind of similar to what Google did, and they gave a lot of their LGBT employees.
No, what they did was they're paying, because partnership benefits are taxable to gay and lesbian people, they're giving additional money to those.
This
is just to help cover the cost of the insurance, and it's $300-something dollars a month.
But they're also having to pay taxes in Dallas County.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to pay taxes on it as income.
Mm-hmm. It is income.
But the non, I mean, the gay people.
Yes.
Not the straight people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I think the probably the best arrangement in Texas is Travis County's employees. That's the Austin area.
Mm-hmm.
They get to put one adult.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every employee gets to put one adult on their insurance.
Could be their mother.
Could be their friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Could be
mm-hmm.
their aunt. Could be the neighbor across the street. Mm-hmm. They can put one adult, but it's fair for everybody.
Right.
Because it doesn't even look at, do you have a relationship? Do you,
now,
are you involved with somebody? Because if you're single, then you scoot along for years, maybe not taking advantage of.
When you say it's fair for everybody, I bet you the married couples get them and their whole families on there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So that's not fair. Because we can't marry.
Right. Although, Laron, you're able to put Gabrielle on your insurance.
Oh, absolutely. And with my insurance, one of the benefits, I could have one kid or 10 kids. It will cost the exact same.
And that's great.
Yeah. But
and do you work for a private company? Or
no, I work for the government.
The government.
Yeah.
Speaking
but
of
I can't
the
put any on.
Speaking of the government, the government doesn't give any money to KNON.
That's correct.
All of our support comes from our listeners, and about 80% from listeners, about 20% from
and people who want less government should really get this and send us some money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
the
absolutely.
The number to pledge to KNON is 972-647-1893. We just started our November pledge drive. November pledge drive will go on until we meet our goal. We just started on Thursday. We haven't gotten very far, it looks like, by the thermometer that's up on the wall. But
help us do our part. You know, Lambda Weekly could be canceled after, you know, a unanimous, since the station began run,
mm-hmm.
to
could.
Date, we're the oldest, longest-running LGBT radio show anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, help us keep that record going and give us a pledge. And if you've been involved with an organization or an event and you've come on the show and we've talked about your event or your organization and help get the word out there, help us keep doing that for your organization and others by, you know, giving a little bit back. Give us a pledge. 972-647-1893. We really need your support. And today we're trying to meet our goal of covering the internet and warp radio broadcasting fees for KNON as a station. So we're almost there. It's a $360 goal today. We're at about a little over half of that. So give us a call. $10, $20, $50, you know, $200 would be great. 972-647-1893.
And we have all kinds of pledge premiums. You know what my favorite? Yours is the apron. It's your favorite.
Love the apron.
My favorite one is the umbrella. That is the best umbrella I have ever owned. It is big, it is sturdy, and it says KNON on it.
Awesome.
So that's what I like about it. But it's a big, sturdy umbrella. It is the best umbrella. That's for a $75 pledge. You know, one of the things about KNON, it's all live, it's all local. This is where the station where a number of local artists got their start. Erykah Badu, first time she was heard on the air was right here. Stevie Ray Vaughan,
uh-huh.
first time
Stevie
he
Ray
was
Vaughan,
heard.
Wow.
Nora Jones,
wow.
Pantera, Reverend Horton Heat. Some people that we've had on are people like Lisa Loeb when she was really just starting. We've had a number of people on this station and on our show. Because it's live and it's local, and these people have no other place to go. There isn't another station that, y'all, you know, sure, all the other stations, once Erykah Badu has a hit, they'll...
Yeah, the other stations, once you have a big major contract, they'll play you.
We've had Charo.
And Charo.
Mm-hmm. Arriba, arriba.
That was the show with the bleep button.
Yes.
We are talking about, so give us a call, 972-647-1893. At the beginning of the show, we were talking a little bit about elections. If you're not sure where you have to go to vote, go to votetexas.gov. That's votetexas.gov. And I think you just put in your address, and it'll pull up your precinct and where your precinct
vote.
Votes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you're in Dallas County, you can go to dallascountyvotes.org.
And that's where election results will be, too.
Election results will come in there. You can also click on a list of polling locations.
Do you know off the top of your head, what time do polls close?
Seven.
Okay.
They'll open at 7 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. And if you are in line at 7 p.m.
You can vote.
Okay. Okay.
If you are not in line at 7 p.m. and you have not voted, you cannot vote in this election. So make sure your vote is in and it counts.
You know,
it does count.
And your employer has to let you out to vote.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
a
law.
I would suggest maybe calling and say, hey, I'm going to go first thing in the morning. I might be a few minutes late.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a law.
We were talking a little bit about tips to prevent the holiday stress and depression that comes around this time of year. How about some healthy relationship tips?
All right. Well, I wanted to say one thing to follow up on what Patty was saying about this station, is that those of us who have been out a long time and have children, have been very involved in the movement, forget that there are some people that are still very closeted, who don't know what to do about the feelings they have. They may think they're the only ones. When they hear this station and they hear that there, you know, is a whole life out there for them, a whole community for them, that's what this station does too. And this may sound rather dramatic, but it can save lives. There's a lot of folks that don't see a way out, that they're gay and they're involved with their church and they love their parents and they think there's something wrong with them, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with them.
Do you know how many times each of us has heard that somebody has gotten in their car and just driven for an hour just to listen to the show?
Mm-hmm.
Or driven a distance to get the signal.
Or mm-hmm. People from Waco, you had one of those, right? And your support helps those people, helps save those lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, the first time I heard somebody say that, I thought to myself, yep, that's why I do this.
So, yes, yeah. For free.
Yeah.
All right, so let's say that you have come to embrace your sexual orientation, mm-hmm. and you have found a person with whom to embrace that. How do you keep that magic going? And David's going to tell us, because David has so much experience.
I do. Every other week.
He took a big breath. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And he's been in this on-fire relationship now for...
I was going to say...
He has one?
Oh, yeah. He has one.
I was going to say, Candy, I bet one of the things that you were going to suggest is... If you aren't out, don't bring this person home to Christmas dinner with you.
You know, I know people who do that, especially young people.
I know.
This is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to be with them, but they're just not mm-hmm. ready to come out. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. I'm so okay with that.
And then family members go, this is Candy's friend.
And for years later,
yes,
this is Candy's.
There's this one woman in Arkansas that comes up to me and says, Carolyn's friend. Hi, Carolyn's friend. Okay. Anyway, so one of the things that I would say that is the most important, and for some reason, for me, I need to be reminded of it, and that is to treat your partner as well as you would treat a distinguished guest, someone you don't know very well. I can be nicer to a stranger than I am to my partner. That's not right.
But you hear about it all the time.
It may not be right as normal, but it's not right. So, you know, I think we need to remember who we're talking to and who they are to us, and to be as polite and as sane with them as we are with people we don't know as well. I used to say to myself, it comes kind of naturally now, but... You know, I didn't want to give all my energy at work and come home and not have any for my partner. That's not right. That's not fair. And that's the most important person to me. So it is about prioritizing your relationship and treating your partner with respect.
Mm-hmm. I think that's huge.
Yeah.
That is huge. And it's good advice, and I'll try to...
Do you really? Are you really seeing somebody?
Yeah.
Well, David.
Yeah, I wasn't joking. He really is.
Candy's known me like longer than you, LaRon. So,
all right.
It is Pledge Drive, and Candy Markham, thank you as always for being here during Pledge Drive.
My pleasure.
Give us a call, 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by.
Squeeze in and give us a call, 972-647-1893. Support Lambda Weekly on KNON 89.3 FM.
Right, and you know, it really is about being the only station where it's all live, it's all local. the program coming up after us, they schedule and choose their own music. We choose our own guests.
We're the farmer's market of radio.
Yes.
That's great.
I like
That's
that.
That's great.
Call in and give us a pledge. 972-647-1893.
And don't forget to vote.
If you don't know where to vote, go to votetexas.gov.